Life sometimes gives us small transfiguration moments. Times when we see somebody for who they really are for maybe the first time. We've known them for a long time. We've seen who we thought they were, and then they do or say something that makes them seem like a different person in our eyes. Today's gospel reading is about a signature event in salvation history. And I think it has three vital elements, one of which wasn't even read today. That first vital element that I'm referring to is sort of the setup. It comes in scriptures, in the Gospel of Matthew. It comes just before this reading about the Transfiguration. And it's when Jesus makes his first prediction to his disciples that he will suffer greatly at the hands of the chief priests and the elders and the scribes, and he will die and he will rise again from the dead. They heard him say this, but they've known him to be a person who was a holy man and who went around preaching and teaching. And also, they expected a different kind of leader. When they got the Messiah, they were always told that the Messiah would be someone, or thought that the Messiah would be someone who would raise up their nation, make it a great nation. The events on the mountain, when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up there, the events that happened were very important. First of all, these are people that are being taught. The Gospel of Matthew was written to people who were Jews, who were in the process of following Jesus. They were in the process of converting to being Christians. And they had long heard about all of the great elements of the Jewish faith. They'd read them in the Jewish Torah. And two of the people up on the mountain were outstanding in Jewish history. Moses, who represented the law, and Elijah, who represented the prophets. These were two great figures in the history of Israel. Then Jesus was made to shine and be bright and be white, signifying divinity, giving the first hint that Jesus was maybe more than just a great prophet, that he might be divine. And then the cloud came over them, and God spoke from the cloud. And he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Those elements all went together to make this a very signature, significant event in salvation history. And the third element was at the very end of what God spoke from the cloud. Three little words that referred back to the first element I talked about. Those words were, "Listen to him." Jesus had just told them, right before they went up on the mountain, he had told them that he was going to die, that he was going to suffer, and that he was going to rise again. But they couldn't put it together. They couldn't believe it. And they never really did until after the resurrection, after he had risen. Through this transfiguration event, these three disciples see who Christ really is. They begin to see that he really is the Son of God. I experienced a type of transfiguration event of my own when I was 12 years old. Many of us do during our lives. I was 12 years old and I was growing up in Middlesboro, Kentucky. And my transfiguration event caused me to see my dad for who he really was. My dad had always been good to me. He'd always helped me and loved me. But something happened that made me see him in a different light. I was on the Little League Baseball All-Star team. And we were going to start out in the Little League Baseball tournament. And we had a really good team, we thought. And we expected to maybe even go to state and possibly further, possibly to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So we had these dreams. We played our first game and things went like we expected. We won pretty handily. We came to the second game and we came up against another team that was really good, and it was from our area, a team from Harlan, Kentucky. And just before the game, when they were going through all the paperwork, they had to check all the birth certificates to make sure the ages were right. Harlan filed a protest because they didn't like the looks of the birth certificate of one of our kids. He had been born in Virginia, and it was a Virginia birth certificate, and it was different from the others. So we went and played the game. They said they would play under protest. We went ahead and played the game, and it was a really tough game, and we won the game 1-0. Lo and behold, the protest was upheld. We had to forfeit the game. All of our hopes and dreams were dashed. Everybody was really, really depressed about it. Everybody was down in the dumps. Some people got up in arms and wanted to take it to the Supreme Court. A lot of people were mad at my dad. That's when I learned something new about my dad, and I saw him through in a different way. I saw that he was willing. He had always been an assistant manager in my time playing in the league, but this year they asked him to be president, and he said he would. He'd always been conscientious, and he had always tried to do the best he could. But I saw him as someone who was trying to help not just me, but other kids as well, and do what he could for these kids. And things didn't go right, and as a result, he had to suffer a whole lot. He felt really, really bad about it. And I saw that in his eyes, and I saw him the way he carried himself. And it was painful for me. But I learned through watching him and watching how he came through it that suffering is a part of life. And suffering at the hands of other people when you're trying to help them is also a part of life. And what you do is you attend to it in the best way you can. If you can file a protest, okay. If you can't, okay. You apologize to the people involved that were hurt by it, and you move on. You go on with life, because there are more important things in life. So my type of transfiguration helped me to relate a little bit to what we read today, and to put into perspective a little bit what Jesus endured. Of course, Jesus was the Son of God. And Jesus suffered willingly. He asked God, if it be possible, let this cup pass, but not my will, but your will be done. He volunteered. And because Jesus suffered, we all have salvation. We are all saved from our sins. For me, the concept of the transfiguration of Jesus is enormously powerful. What about you?